my guest, we have Mrs. Jane Mann. Good afternoon.
Good morning.
It is morning, isn't it? Sorry about that. Working for the IMB, which is the Independent Prison Watchdog. Is that right, Jane?
Well, we're the Independent Monitoring Board.
All right, sorry.
IMB.
I must have read the wrong bit there. And it's not actually now Accrington and Cassington, it's HMP Northumberland. Is that right?
It is. Yeah.
Right. Well, I suppose first question is, who are you or what do you do?
Right, we're a group of up to 20 people from all walks of life who are appointed by the Secretary of State for Justice to go in and monitor how the prison works, because as you can imagine, a prison is a pretty closed community. There are prisoners, there are some administrative and other staff, and then there are prison officers, but there's nobody else in there. And our job is to come in and have a fresh pair of eyes on how that prison is working.
When you go in, what do you actually do?
Right, well, I'm actually going in when I finish this interview, and I'm going to go in and I'm going to look at a particular area of the prison called the segregation unit.
Right.
Where prisoners who've actually done something wrong while they're in prison are kept and dealt with. I'll be going in and checking why they're in there, checking how long they're in there for, what's going to happen to them, just checking that the regime is working. Next week I'm going to go in and take what they call applications from prisoners. This
right.
is where prisoners have some kind of query, complaint, problem
yeah.
that the system does not appear to have dealt with. So it might be something like they've transferred from another prison and have lost property and where is it? Or it might be quite a major issue about they've applied for parole and what has happened. And then generally I will go in perhaps every other week or once a month, and I'll just go in and look at different areas of the prison, like the health service there, the food, how the working places are working for prisoners, because a lot of prisoners at HMP Northumberland are doing education or training programs, so that when they leave prison, the hope is they don't go back into a life of crime. They actually get a job like the rest of us and become, you know, fully paid up citizens of society. So you can be doing lots and lots of different things when you go in. It's actually really interesting, and I never know what's really going to face me until I go in.
Right.
So, quite exciting, really.
Do you meet them on a one-to-one when you go in, or do you just do it as a visual assessment?
Right, we do meet prisoners on a one-to-one basis. That's the bit where they've got a complaint or a problem.
Yeah.
But it's not my job to get involved with them on a long-term basis.
Yes.
I meet them, I hear what they're saying, and then my job is to go back to the prison authorities and say, how is this working? What are you going to do about it? So we don't get involved in long-term, you know, dealing with a particular prisoner. It's all about the regime. But I also meet prisoners when I go in. If I'm going into healthcare, I will talk to prisoners and ask them about their treatment. If I go into education, talk to them about the courses they're on. So, you know, you're talking to them. You're also talking to the officers.
Yeah.
You're asking them how they're finding things. We want to know their views because they're important as well.
You are looking for volunteers. So if people want to volunteer, how do they go about doing that?
Right. Well, there's a website that they can go on.
Right.
And it's www.imb.gov.uk. So, or if you just put in Independent Monitoring Board, it'll come up. And there's a whole load of information there. You can download packs and so on. Or just call our IMB clerk at HMP Northumberland. And the phone number there is 01670762304. And that person, Caroline Clayton, will send you an information pack. So, you know, we're very, very interested in hearing from members of the public from all walks of life. Okay.
Which is what you would need, yeah. There is a, obviously you've got to be over 18,
mm-hmm.
And there is full training given,
yeah.
and expenses paid, but it is primarily a voluntary exercise.
Yeah.
People like what, like you've given out the email address, obviously the phone number. How long does the training take?
It takes 6 months.
Yeah.
And in fact, I'm in charge of it at HMP Northumberland, so any new members, I would take responsibility for making sure they feel confident and comfortable, because it is a bit of a challenge, isn't it?
It is. It's quite daunting if you've ever been in.
Because when you go in, you actually pick up the keys to the prison, and having this big batch of keys is quite nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
I was quite nervous myself, and I remember that. So we would never send one of our members off around the prison until they felt comfortable.
Yeah.
We, the first 6 months or the first year, we go around in pairs or other groups doing our work. I mean, I now feel confident enough to walk around the prison on my own.
And do you never feel vulnerable?
No, I don't actually. You're taught basic security procedures.
Yeah.
How not to be stupid when you're going around the prison. And the prison takes it very seriously, and so do we. And so I've been on training programs for that. And you just have to apply your common sense and follow the procedures you've been told.
Obviously, be trained as well, Sister Paul, be part of your training, how to act or react in any sort of situation.
Yeah.
I have to say you are brave for doing that. Because it is quite a daunting place, because I've been in on several occasions under different circumstances. And when you're isolated and you do occasionally feel vulnerable, but obviously you're going to give people proper training, they're going to know how to react in any situation.
Yeah. Actually, I understand that no one from the Independent Monitoring Board has ever been attacked in a prison.
Right.
And the board has actually existed since Victorian times.
Yes.
Under a different name. I'd hate to be the first one, of course, you know, but you just have to be sensible, and you get used to it, okay? I mean, I'll go in today and I'll pick up the keys. I know where to find places. I know who to talk to, and we use the prison staff very well. We talk to them. We ask them for help if we need it.
We've been talking about people going into the prison and volunteering. Now, you did mention that you need, what was it, a day and a half?
Yeah, the minimum really that you do is one visit a month, and
yes,
one meeting a month. So it's probably a day and a half, or it might sometimes be a day a month. That's the minimum. Some of us do a lot more. But that's so that people who are working can still do it. And there are lots of jobs
where, yes,
employers will allow you time off to go and do this. So it's always, you know, don't think you can't do it because you're at work.
Yes.
It is a public service, rather like being a magistrate.
Yes.
So, you know, it's always worth it.
There are allowances made for that. I'm pleased you said that.
And we'd like people who work, but it shouldn't just be retired people. It should be people of all ages, because you need a cross-section,
yes,
of the population.
Yeah. You talk about people going in and talking. What sort of things are discussed when they're actually talking to, I suppose there's only way to describe them, the inmates or the prisoners?
Yeah, they quite often it's to do with some aspect of their sentence. So it may be that they've been sent to Accrington to do a certain kind of course, because people have to do courses to comply with their sentence. And maybe there's a problem with that, and our job is to kind of check that. Sometimes the discussion might be about who's allowed to visit them when they're in prison.
Right.
That can be quite complicated.
So there is like a vetting procedure as well when...
Yeah, but if you go to visit anyone in prison, you it's all done in a very organised way. Not anybody can just come in and,
yes,
have a visit with a prisoner. It all has to be very, very booked, and sometimes prisoners are told that so and so person,
yes,
can't visit them, and they might come to us to ask why that's happening. And so we could get involved in all sorts of things. They may have had a problem with the work that they're doing in the prison, one of the jobs they're doing.
Yeah.
And again, they don't come to us at the early stage of a problem. They come to us later on if they feel that the prison system hasn't dealt with it. And then our job is to go back and ask the prison what they're doing about such a thing. Sometimes they complain.
I suppose you're a bit of a mediator, aren't you?
Yeah, we are really. And some of our problems, quite a lot, relate to healthcare.
Yes.
Because, you know, we don't always agree with our doctor's,
yes,
prescription for us when we go to see them. And you know, there can be issues about the medication that prisoners have. So, you know, we step in, but our job is to ask questions, not to solve it.
Yes.
You know, and then we keep an eye on how the prisoner is responding.
Okay? I know people that would be listening in thinking, well, and this is something,
yeah,
we'd sort of discussed off air earlier on, that people are going to say, well, I had to, because, you know, I wouldn't be a normal, who says I'm normal. There's going to be people out there saying, do these people really deserve that? And I did mention that, yeah, there are some that do and that there maybe some don't, because somewhere along the line, someone's family could have been affected by a person that is actually in prison, mm-hmm, for something that they've done. that would be a question that everybody would ask, but there are people out there, I suppose, who are willing to go in, become a volunteer.
Yeah, I've had to think about this, because like you, I read the newspapers, I watch the news, and you see terrible, terrible things happen. And I've had to work it out in my own head how I feel about this. And what I think is that most of the people in prison are going to come out one day.
Yes.
Okay? And that means they're going to come out, they're going to live next door to us, we're going to bump into them in shops, they're going to be driving a car on a street we might be walking down. They are going to be there. And so when they come out, I would like to think, and perhaps it's the teacher in me, that they will behave differently when they come out of prison.
Yeah.
Right? Now, you might say they could behave differently if you are brutal and hardline and all those other things. On the other hand, you could say they've been judged and found guilty, they've gone to prison, and the sentence is really being in prison.
Yes.
If they are treated fairly and decently when they are in prison, if they're given training opportunities, my hope is that when they come out, they're going to be a good neighbour next to me.
Yes.
Or a good person that I meet in the street, not somebody who's going to do something awful to me.
There will be people. I mean, so we could spend probably hours, yeah. But there will be people who will say, "I don't believe that."
Yeah.
They are there for a crime. Mm. And I did mention, you get people make a mistake, they go in and they come out and they never ever reoffend.
Mm.
And I suppose what you're trying to do is here, get people to volunteer to help everyone, because everybody deserves a second chance.
Mm. Yeah, and there are actually different categories of prisoners, and some have done truly horrendous,
yes,
very, very serious crimes. Some have been stupid,
yes,
and committed a minor crime. And then also a really large proportion of people who are in prison have got mental health issues.
Yes.
They have serious problems. There's a really high proportion of prisoners can't read or write. You know, they've got problems. Now, I don't expect everyone to suddenly start saying, oh, that makes it all right. But you can't just see prisoners as one type, yeah, of person. They cover a whole spectrum of human beings. But they all, at the end of the day, they got caught, they've been judged, they've been sentenced. And the sentence being inside for 5 years, 5 months, or 25 years, that is the punishment.
Yes.
Not making life incredibly hard for them every day. Actually, being in prison is hard. I mean, when I walk out every time, I think, thank God I can walk out of this place.
But, yeah. I mean, we could, like I've said, we could discuss this, that people could, but the main reason we're here is not to just sort of discuss that,
yeah,
but I did have to mention it, because you will have people say, well, they don't deserve any second chances. Mm-hmm. That's not true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We all in life deserve a second chance, because somewhere along the line, we may not be in prison, but we've all committed some sort of minor misdemeanor somewhere along the line.
Mm-hmm.
You're looking for people to volunteer to go in and speak, yeah, to the prisoners, to get proper training, they'll get the expenses. It is voluntary. Do you want to give the website number of the website out again?
Yeah,
the number,
I'll say it's www.imb.gov.uk, or the phone number for our IMB clerk is 01670 762 304, and it's just actually the phone number for HMP Northumberland, and there'll be a website for that as
well. People can check it out that way.
Yeah.
So if anybody's interested in being a volunteer, you've got the website, you've got the telephone number, you're given full training, and they pay your expenses. They're looked for about a day and a half a month.
Yeah, and I think people will find it interesting. You never,
yeah,
if you're interested in people, if you're interested in how places work, you'll find it interesting. And it's a very good team of people that we work with. There will be, there are about 15 of us at the moment,
yes,
and we need 20 really, to, because this prison is now huge.
Yes.
And it's a really good team of people, and so you get, there's quite a lot of camaraderie amongst the people, and we, so I enjoy being in that team. So you're not on your own when you join, okay?
Jane, thank you very much.
That's okay.
If you want to make a difference in someone's life, you've had the email address, but if you want to make a difference, if you want to become a volunteer, then you can do it. Anyone can do it.